Hey there, beautiful souls. It's your girl Laura Bennett back with another dose of affirmations for burnout recovery. Now, if you're feeling drained, exhausted, and like you're running on fumes, trust me, you're not alone. We live in a world that constantly demands more from us, more productivity, more hustle, more on, which leaves many of us burnt out and struggling to keep up. But here's the good news. We can reclaim our energy and find ways to thrive even amidst the chaos. Today, we're diving deep into some self-care strategies that can help you recover from burnout and build a life filled with joy, purpose, and resilience. Ever felt like you were constantly playing catch-up? Like you were juggling a million things at once, and somehow, nothing ever really got done? You know that feeling when your to-do list just seems to grow longer every day? That's burnout in a nutshell, a state of emotional, physical, and mental exhaustion caused by prolonged or excessive stress. But before we jump into the solutions, let's get real. Self-care isn't about bubble baths and face masks, though those are nice. It's about intentionally taking care of your mind, body, and soul. It's about prioritizing your well-being and recognizing that you deserve to feel energized and fulfilled. So, what can we do? How do we combat this burnout monster and reclaim our lives? Here are five key takeaways to help you on your journey to recovery. Firstly, tune into your body's signals. Burnout often manifests as physical symptoms like fatigue, headaches, muscle tension, or even digestive issues. Ignoring these signs is like ignoring a flashing red light. Eventually, you're going to crash. So, learn to listen to your body and give it the rest it needs. Secondly, establish healthy boundaries. This means saying no to commitments that drain you and learning to delegate tasks whenever possible. It's about protecting your time and energy so you can focus on what truly matters. Remember, you don't have to be a superhero. It's okay to set limits and prioritize your well-being. Thirdly, make movement a part of your daily routine. Exercise doesn't have to mean grueling workouts at the gym. It could be as simple as taking a brisk walk in nature, doing some yoga stretches, or dancing to your favorite music. Movement releases endorphins, boosts energy levels, and helps clear your mind. Fourthly, nourish yourself with whole foods. Think fruits, vegetables, lean proteins, and healthy fats. Ditch the processed junk and sugary drinks that can actually contribute to fatigue and inflammation. Fueling your body with nutritious foods is like giving it high-octane fuel. You'll feel more energized and focused throughout the day. Finally, connect with loved ones. Strong social connections are essential for our mental and emotional well-being. Make time for meaningful conversations, laughter, and shared experiences. Don't underestimate the power of human connection in helping you navigate tough times and build resilience. Think about that friend who always seems to have your back, who knows how to make you laugh even on your darkest days. That's the kind of support system we all need. And remember, it's okay to ask for help when you need it. There are amazing resources available, from therapists and counselors to support groups and online communities. Okay, let me paint a picture for you. Imagine Sarah, a busy mom who's juggling work, kids, and household responsibilities. She's constantly on the go, never slowing down, feeling like she's always playing catch-up. Sound familiar? Sarah starts to feel overwhelmed, exhausted, and unmotivated. But then, she decides to prioritize self-care. She starts with small changes, waking up just 15 minutes earlier for a morning walk, swapping sugary drinks for herbal tea, and scheduling regular me time to read or take a relaxing bath. She also learns to say no to extra commitments that drain her energy. Gradually, Sarah begins to feel a shift. She has more energy, she's less stressed, and she feels more connected to herself and the people around her. Sarah's story is a powerful reminder that even small changes can make a big difference in our lives. By prioritizing self-care, we can recover from burnout and create a life filled with purpose, joy, and well-being. Remember, you deserve to feel your best. It's not selfish to take care of yourself, it's essential. So, what are you waiting for? Start incorporating these strategies into your daily routine and watch as you transform from burnt out to brilliant. Now, I want to hear from you. What self-care practices have helped you recover from burnout? Share your tips and stories in the comments below. And don't forget to subscribe to Affirmations for Burnout Recovery, Slow Strength and Hope, so you never miss an episode packed with inspiration and practical advice. Until next time, stay strong, stay hopeful, and keep shining.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.